The family of Professor John Evans Atta Mills says it is prepared for the 3-day funeral of the late president, which starts tomorrow. The spokesperson for the family, Sylvanus Awotri Pratt, told Radio Ghana that all outstanding issues have been resolved with the government and the funeral planning committee, except some issues which will have to be settled later behind closed doors. Mr. Awotri Pratt spoke to Bubu Klenogo.
Families are really prepared for the program because, like you all know, it's a national issue. So there's no nitty-gritty about the whole issue. They've come together as one to give our president a befitting burial. So the family are united. With the United Front, they are going to see that our true son of the land is given a befitting burial.
So what are the expectations of the family towards tomorrow's event?
It's a national issue. So the family and the nation are together. And they've made certain arrangements with the family, which the family are really very happy with it. I think when tomorrow programs is being rolled, everybody will see to it that the families are united and with one accord they will perform the ceremony successfully.
Yes, it is true that all the difficulties or the initial problems have been resolved, especially the one having to do with the burial of the president and all those things. But then, is there any other outstanding issue that has not been resolved yet?
As I speak with now, the planning committee and the family have resolved all outstanding issues. And there are certain issues that one will be resolved in chambers.
So is it also true that the family intends reburying the president after the initial burial at Accra?
That's why I'm saying that there are certain issues to be discussed with the planning committee. That one I cannot tell you now because it all depends upon time. You know, we are dealing with time and time constraints and other issues. So we have to accept whatever we've all agreed upon.
Spokesperson for Professor Mills' family, Sylvanus Awotri Pratt, talking to Bubu Klenogo.